From Washington, this is Voice. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting warplanes and naval vessels from the U.S., France, and Britain have fired missiles at 3 Syrian chemical west sites in what could be a sustained campaign against the government of Bashar al-Assad and its supporters. The strike coming from last week's alleged chemical attack on the Syrian city of Douma. 40 people were killed. The Syrian government has repeatedly denied any use of that weapon, so Australia's Defense Minister Mark Payne.
The use of chemical weapons by anywhere under any circumstance is illegal and reprehensible. The Assad regime can be allowed to commit such crimes with impunity. The strike was calibrated, proportionate, and targeted. It has reduced the regime's ability to use chemical weapons in the future and sends a clear and strong message that the use of chemical weapons must be tolerated by the international community.
And in the U.S. city of Los Angeles, California, there were several people, many people who reacted.
I hope there's a longer line of life than just a reactionary response.
I think that the belief that action had taken because it's horrific. That's where that comes from. That's the best strategy I've ever known. Which is to the best of unwrapped is a bunch of points. That's really not enough.
He fired Federal Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey for the release of his new book due out next week.
The American will see right through the blame loss of self-admittedly. This is more than a poorly executed PR stunt by Comey. Desperate rehabilitate his reputation and enrich his own bank account by having a book that belonged bargain bins and section instead of being read as a dedicated to us like some of your colleagues at the FBI.
President Trey asked me while he invests potential collusion between Trump's presidential campaign and Russia in the 2016 U.S. election. That hiring led the Justice Department to appoint Special Counsel Robert Mueller to take over the probe. Scientists will leave labs in Washington more than 200 cities around the world this spring, protesting government policies on issues of climate change and gun violence. They say they ignore scientific evidence. The march comes a year after the first march for science. Organizers say fears science would be sidelined is why scientists took to the streets a year ago, and they're continuing there this year. March for Science organizer Caroline Wimberg says it was sort of something bigger.
There's been a real wave of science advocacy, and when March for Science the first time around did was at the front of the public's attention. There are all these people ready to blast around something so important.
And Berg says that scientists have remained mobilized in the U.S. since the 2017 march, and that will be soon in the Washington, D.C. area. I'm Tommy McNeil, News.
That's the latest news from VOA.